We are joined by Elvis Stoiko, who was a silver medalist in figure skating in two different Olympics. You can follow Elvis on Twitter at the real E Stoiko, TheRealEstojko. Elvis, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining me this evening.
Oh, thanks for having me. This is great.
Well, Elvis, we got to start off. You got to help everybody out here. Help us separate fact from fiction. What really happened between you and Eric Lindros? Was there ever really a fight down there?
Oh, my gosh, it's still going. This has been going on since the year 1995. It's almost 20 years old. You know what? I got to tell you the story. It started all out when I was up north in cottage country in Ontario, Canada, and he had a cottage up there. He wasn't there at the time. I went to a bar with some friends. The guy came up and said, hey, Eric comes in here once in a while. That was it about the conversation. A few months later, there's this rumor spreading that I got into this argument with Eric Lindros. Then, later on, I don't know how it happened, like 6 months later, it turned out to be this brawl. And then it just escalated and escalated and escalated. There was combinations of all sorts of things. Like, he was picking on some girls, and I stepped in, or he was picking on me being a figure skater, and I knocked him out, and oh my God. Drop kicks and all sorts of stuff. I had people calling me from California. My buddies from there. I had my Quebec buddies that calling from there. It was mayhem. It's still going to this day. As you asked me the question, it's pretty funny, but nothing happened.
Well, Elvis, you are a black belt in karate, correct?
Yes.
See, I mean, so I think it's one of those great urban legends that are out there. And hey, what's the old saying, Elvis, is that there's no publicity that's bad publicity. So, hey, even the fact that it's still out there, hey, it always gives something people to come right out the bat and talk to you about.
Well, it's a funny story, too, because I was training in Philadelphia for a while, and he was there, and my coach used to work with Ron Hextall's wife when she was skating. And Ron Hextall's wife came into the rink one day, and we were talking. I met her, and she goes, Elvis, I got to ask you a question. And I'm like, what? He goes, none of the guys want to ask Eric this, but did you get into a fist fight with him and knock him out? Because they don't want to, like, to bug him about it, right? And I started laughing. Even the guys in the NHL thought it happened. It was just a really funny thing. But if anyone asked, I could take him.
There you go. On the waitfor.com hotline, Elvis Stoiko joining us here. Two-time silver medalist in the 98 and 94 Winter Olympics in figure skating. Elvis, you are credited with being the first person to land a quadruple jump combo. I guess tell us some of the genesis of that. And for a novice like me, I mean, is that something that other people have done? Or, I mean, how common or uncommon is that in today's figure skating?
Well, it was kind of myself and guys like Kurt Browning and Joseph Sabovchik back in the day were kind of pioneers. Kurt did the first quad in 1988, and then I did the first quad double combo in 91, and then I was the first one to do the quad triple combo in 1997. From that point, it took a couple of years before another person really did it in competition. Now, they've got to do not just that combination, but another one or another type of quadruple jump. Minimum now, they've got to try at least one quad in a program, in the long program, especially in Sochi. They're going to need at least one, even if they want to be considered a contender. The quad triple is extremely tough to do, even for this day. It's not an easy thing. I mean, guys still with hip surgeries and knee surgeries and things like that over the years of trying this type of jump, it's not an easy thing. It takes a lot of pounding, and guys that are, you know, over 25, 26 years old start to feel it after a while, after training it every day. It's something that it's not an easy thing to train. It takes a lot of pounding on the body, but, you know, we were the pioneers back then, and now it's become staple, but still it's not an easy thing for the young guys still to do.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is John Chuck. We're here live and local filling in for Jason Goff this evening. We're on the waitfor.com hotline as we're talking some of the Sochi Olympics coming up with Elvis Stoiko. He's joining us on the waitfor.com hotline. Elvis, there's some controversy about the U.S. women's figure skating team. Ashley Wagner, who I guess is kind of the face of women's figure skating for the U.S., she takes fourth at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships and was really not good. Even she said that her performance was embarrassing, but still found her way onto this Olympic team. Is this as much about her personality and who she is versus how good a skater she really is?
Well, I was there. I saw the whole event. I spoke with, I even heard the president of the U.S. Figure Skating Association talk about how they went about making the decision they made. I know a lot of people, there's people that are up, there's two sides of the fence. There's people that are upset about it because Mariah Nagoski skated beautifully. And then on the other hand, there's people that said, you know, Mariah, even though last Olympics she placed well, this season and the previous season haven't been very strong for her. So she was able to come out and do sort of the one-hit wonder. But in that aspect, too, you can look at it both ways. Someone that wants to put it all down when it really counts and make the team, that should be there for her. But then on the other hand, you have Ashley Wagner, who's been two-time U.S. champion. She's been pretty solid. She was the one that it was able to get three girls to go to the Olympics. It was basically on her back. But if I'm looking at it too, if they want to play that, look at that strategy, then realistically, they have to look at the young girl, Paulina, who is only 15 years old. Yeah, she skated wonderfully. She's last year's junior champion. But if they want to take someone solid, I thought it would be between Mariah and her, not Ashley. I thought for sure they would take Ashley as the going in because of her support and what she's done, and she's got a good track record, and she's a solid skater. You can rely on her. But then, you know, with Paulina being so fresh and new, she's got at least a couple more Olympics. And I thought for sure, and then when I heard her name was announced, and then they pulled Mariah off, I was kind of surprised at that decision. But either way, the team is strong either way, but I do feel for Mariah because it's a tough go. I mean, she's had a rough run up and down season, and then all of a sudden does it at Nationals and then doesn't get the reward to, like, go on the team. So it's a really tough call.
Elvis Stoiko joining us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Elvis, talk about kind of where the sport is right now. Obviously, for a lot of Americans, it doesn't seem that we have as many of the household names that we're used to. And figure skating has always kind of been built around, you know, the people and the personalities. I mean, even back in the 70s, I mean, that was what it was. But we don't seem to know as many of the names and personalities as we did in the past. What do you think is different about today's sport? Is it as healthy as it ever been? Or kind of what's your overall take on it?
Well, it's changed a lot since they introduced the point system back in 2005. And I've been vocal about it in 2010 Olympics, about especially in the men's event. But the main thing is that, you know, to have those names, you need to have that longevity, number one, to stay in and win and be at the top and constantly be around. The other fact, too, is that with the way the system is, it's hard for people to constantly to be connected to the sport, because with the marking system, it kind of alienates the audience. Back then, people knew what a 6-0 was. It was something that was exciting. Everyone knew. I mean, no system is ever going to be perfect, but because it's subjective. You know, the sport's subjective. But, you know, overall, I think it was the lack of connection with the audience now, especially you don't know the judges. You don't know that either. So there's less interest in the sport, so there's less viewership that way, so there's less connection with some of the characters. Plus, with the new system, it doesn't allow a lot of room to create a personality. Back when I skated, everyone had a different personality in skating. They had moments where they could connect with the audience. Now there's so much packed in a program, it's really hard to connect and kind of get in touch with a skater that you like and kind of follow them. And, you know, there are, but there's only the diehard fans. I was pleasantly surprised at the U.S. Nationals. There was a lot of people. I mean, it was almost sold out for the ladies' event and the men's event. It was really great to see. The Bostonian, I mean, they supported the event, and I thought it was great. You know, I hope that they can, you know, somehow figure out with the system to be able to implement that people can get connected with their favorite skaters and be able to have those household names, because that's, you know, those names carry the sport and people, you know, connect with that and it lets the sport grow.
Elvis, last thing for you, and we're joined by Elvis Stoiko on the WaitFor.com hotline here. You were part of the 94 Lillehammer Winter Olympics, and tonight on ESPN they're having the 30 for 30 with the Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan saga. How crazy was the 94 Olympics with all of that going around? Obviously, Nancy Kerrigan A lot of people weren't sure whether or not she deserved the silver medal. Obviously, the post ceremony and the not attending the closing ceremonies and all the hectic. How crazy was that situation and what was going on around those Olympics?
It was utter mayhem. Like, I've never experienced anything like that in my life. We also had the big thing with the Boitano rule, where they allowed Boitano to come back and Victor Petrenko and some of the previous champions, with Katarina Witt. And that added another dimension to it as well. So there was so much going on. I mean, when Nancy finally showed up, because the ladies skate later, she showed up later. I mean, her entourage and her came in. There was all these guards around her and people, like the media just went nuts. When we were finished, a bunch of us got together and we went to see the very first practice that Tanya and Nancy were on at the Olympic Games. It was in the practice rink beside the main rink. We went in there. We could barely find a spot to sit. Oh. There had to be hundreds of cameras. And every time they'd skate by each other, it'd go, it was like, it was insane. It was absolutely insane. And everywhere they went, they had security around them. There was media always trying to get at them. It was just, I've never experienced that much insanity in my life. I take my hat off to both of them to be able to deal with what was going on. You know, it was an amazing, I mean, it brought attention to our sport, and our sport carried itself for quite a long time until, you know, when the system changed and it kind of cut the audience off. But I mean, that's where those characters started to really build, and you know, as they say, you know, no press is bad. You know, it doesn't matter what type of press you have; it's all good because it promotes it. But unfortunately, you know, it was a bad thing that caused it all. But I mean, in the end, everyone was okay. But it was a crazy, crazy time.
Follow him on Twitter at the Real E Stoico. He is Elvis Stoico, 2-time Olympic silver medalist. He joined us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Elvis, great stuff. Really appreciate you coming on the show tonight. A lot of good information, and hopefully, we get a chance to talk with you again.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be on doing some stuff on Yahoo over in Sochi, and I'll be writing some stuff. And people can rely on me. I'll be pretty honest about what I see and stuff and get an idea. So they can follow me there on Twitter, and I've got my Facebook fan page, too. I'll be writing some stuff. So it's great. Thanks for having me.